Get your free 2018 Year Ahead Horoscope Report from russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi.
Hello Gemini, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, January the 13th and the whole week ahead. Well, Mercury, your ruler, cozes up to Saturn. These two work very well together. They are slow and they are cautious and somewhat suspicious. But nonetheless, when it comes to certain areas of your life, maybe that's just what you need now. To take a step back, to see which path you are going to be taking or which you are being led down. When it comes to money and when it comes to finance, this is a very powerful time for change. And here's your Sunday stars. Now, as I said yesterday, this is a very important time. The focal point is finance, but you need to become less dependent on others in so many ways, emotionally, psychologically, sexually, and financially. So we are talking about independence. And being independent in many walks of life now will give you that empowered feeling that you are master or mistress of your own life. Here's your Monday stars. Now, yesterday I was talking about you being in control of your life, and of course you will be architect of your own fortune or misfortune. These stars around, however, aren't bad at all, but it's about knowledge. It's about applying logic and sanity to even your wildest dreams. And if something isn't going to work out, then drop it like a ton of hot bricks. Don't pursue something that is beyond your wildest dreams. Here's your Tuesday stars. The Jupiter-Pluto connection is very empowering. And for you, as a Gemini, it will happen in a number of ways. First of all, it can be health and it can be work. So if you now need to get yourself in a new employment area, maybe you're retiring, maybe you're going to take a golden handshake, whatever you do, it doesn't really matter. There's so many permutations. But the important thing to understand is now you are in control of a big change of your life financially and business-wise. Here's your Wednesday stars. There's a new moon and it's in Capricorn. Certain things you need to be very aware of over the next couple of weeks. And it's your emotional control and the impact you have on others and they on you. You see, there can be this strange and rather complex and complicated energy that links money with your sex life in some way or another. Maybe someone withholds money because they're not getting enough emotional or intimate action with you. The important thing is the next 2 weeks will certainly flush things out. Here's your Thursday stars. Beautiful. Venus is going to move into Aquarius. And this is lovely for you. It's your ninth house of luck and opportunity. Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Venus in the ninth is good because it really is very exotic. It is very beautiful when it comes to the creative and artistic. But where will this all take place? Probably anywhere but where you currently are. Here's your Friday stars. Travel, going places, and with Venus involved, and we've got a moon connection now, it could well mean that you meet somebody who becomes very important to you, but they're from another country, another place, another culture. It might even mean that you travel to someone, or perhaps you meet somebody wherever you are now who comes from another land. All of it is very exciting and certainly enticing.
Get your year ahead personalized horoscope report from russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi. Each report is based on your specific time, date, and place of birth and contains your monthly and daily horoscope for every day of 2018. You can also try before you buy. Visit russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi for your free preview.